This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Probably one of the most powerful things I've read about prayer in a long time is written by a man by the name of John Mason, who wrote a book called An Enemy Called Average. An Enemy Called Average. He quotes John Bunyan, a famous writer of years gone by, who once observed, "The best prayers have often more groans than words." "I experienced this kind of prayer," he said, "when I had many pressing needs all around me. Honestly, I reached a point where I could hardly pray about the problems and the needs in my life because they were so many," John says. "The only prayer I could manage was the word help. The only prayer I could manage was the word help, and I remember passionately praying it to God over 30 times. Help, help, help to the Lord," John said, "until I experienced a breakthrough. Psalm declares, 'O Lord, attend unto my cry.' When you take one step toward the Lord, God will take more steps toward you than you could ever count. He moved to meet my needs. He moved to meet my needs." John Mason was describing the anxiety and the angst and the anguish that David was describing in 31. Let's see if you can identify the physical symptoms. Look at verse 9. "Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief." Don't raise your hands, but some of you know what it's like, that you have cried so many tears that not only are your eyes swollen, you can't even see straight. You can't even see 2 feet in front of your hands because your eyes have been impacted physically by your grief. "My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief." Verse 10, "My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak." Those of you that have had significant pain, you may remember in the hospital, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to rate pain 1 to 10. And you were to tell somebody, a nurse or a doctor, "My pain is a 5, my pain is a 10, or whatever. And someone told me that when your pain level reaches about an 8, that you're not talking, you're groaning. You follow me? When your pain level gets to the level 8, 9, and 10, you're not just saying, "Oh, I hurt. Oh, that hurt just a second ago." You're groaning in pain. There's a difference. And some of you know what I mean, because David described groaning. You know, pain can be expressed in phrases and sounds that, you know, you and I can't understand, but I'll tell you who does. The Holy Spirit understands it. He understands the groans. He understands the pain. I love what Edith Schaeffer wrote. Edith Schaeffer was the wife of Francis Schaeffer, a famous Christian philosopher. She talks about how you can pray, and I never thought about it till she said this. You can pray in prison. You can pray in a wheelchair. You can pray in a hospital bed. You can pray in a palace. You can pray in the humblest bungalow or home you've ever been in. You can pray in the light. You can pray in the dark. You can pray on a military march. You can pray in a battle. You can pray driving the car. And she just goes through all of these things where we can pray. And the point is this: we're not limited at all by circumstances in terms of praying. We can pray anytime, anywhere. Any place, it doesn't matter, we can lift up our prayers to the Lord. And that may seem unbelievable. You don't have to come to a church building to pray. You don't have to be at an altar, so to speak, to pray. You can be at the altar of your heart.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.